You're listening to SBS News.
Whilst a grand final is always a final, it isn't always grand. The coming together of the two best teams from a season doesn't always make for a close or exciting game. But sometimes it does. And thankfully, for those who watched the 2018 AFL Grand Final, this year was one of those times. It didn't always look that way in front of a crowd of more than 100,000 people at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Collingwood kicked the first four goals of the match against the West Coast Eagles, and it looked like they might win easily. But the Eagles kicked four of the remaining six goals in the first half, and that set up a second half for the ages. The teams kicked one goal straight after the other at times in a tremendously exciting spectacle. The scores were level at three-quarter time for only the second time ever. Collingwood had the lead with slightly more than 2 minutes to play, but then Eagles player Dom Sheed took a mark in attack, setting himself up for a shot at goal from a tight angle that would give the Eagles the lead. He decided to take it. Here's how Channel 7 recorded the moment.
Massive! Sheed from the boundary. Needs to be inch perfect. He is! He's got the most impossible goal!
Sheed's triumph of both skill and nerve proving the difference. The Eagles winning 79 points to 74, claiming their fourth championship and their first since 2006. Their on-baller Luke Shuey had 34 disposals, earning the Norm Smith Medal for Best Player Afield. Winning a grand final is the ultimate moment of glory for a team, but Eagles coach Adam Simpson, now a premiership-winning coach after being a part of two premiership-winning teams as a player for North Melbourne in the 1990s, was able to take himself out of the moment to examine why his side won. He says his team's spirit, spurred by a change of attitude, turned the side from being a good one to a great one.
He spoke about spirit, and it was probably the last piece for us from a club point of view inside our department. We tried to make the club a real sanctuary for the players. They're under a lot of pressure. So, yeah, we changed the attitude a tiny bit, and the players have just responded so well, and I'm not surprised they did what they did today.
Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley was, unsurprisingly, heartbroken in defeat, especially as his side led for most of the match. But he says he still takes tremendous pride in his players.
Look, I'm enormously proud of our club. I'm proud of the players. There's a lot of boys in there that are hurting, as you would expect, but I didn't picture this. You know, we had a really really clear picture of the way we play, and I suppose all of us in our own time would have pictured the best outcome, and for a long part of today we were there, but ultimately not.
Victory for Collingwood would have brought them level with Carlton and Essendon for the most AFL premierships a club has ever won, 16. Collingwood remains on 15 titles, although only two of them have come in the last 50 years. Whilst the team from Melbourne didn't triumph in the AFL Grand Final, they did enter the National Rugby League Grand Final favourites. The Melbourne Storm have become as much a part of Grand Final weekend as the game itself. This was their seventh Grand Final in the space of 12 seasons. Their opponent this time around was the Sydney Roosters, playing in their seventh Grand Final this century. Remarkably, despite both teams being in the Grand Final so often, this was the first time they'd played each other in the season's ultimate game. Much of the speculation entering the game was over whether Roosters halfback Cooper Cronk, a former Storm stalwart, would play in the game after suffering a serious shoulder injury that turned out to be a fractured scapula right through the bone last week. As it turned out, he did, although, understandably, he was nowhere near his usual level of performance. But, perhaps shockingly, the Roosters almost didn't need him. They had the better of the game from its early moments in front of more than 82,000 fans at Sydney's Olympic Stadium. Tries to Daniel Tupou, Latrell Mitchell and Joseph Manu gave them an 18-0 half-time lead. Winger Josh Addo-Carr gave the Storm a glimmer of hope with 18 minutes to go when he scored a long-distance try, but that glimmer was soon extinguished. The Roosters winning 21 points to 6 to claim their 14th premiership and their first since 2013. The team from Sydney's eastern suburbs, known for its glamour and wealth, with a triumphant feeling money can't buy. Roosters co-captain Boyd Cordner has told Channel 9 the Roosters' fast start made all the difference.
I can't talk. It's so good. Mate, we started so good that first half. I don't think we played a better half of footy, and we just hung in there in the second half. They had a bit of the run like we expected them to, but mate, how good's this? That's why we played footy.
5'8" Luke Keary, Cronk's halves partner, set up a try and performed a lot of the duties a fully fit Cronk usually would. He was rewarded for his effort with the Clive Churchill Medal for Best Player Afield. The defeat for the Storm means they missed out on a chance to win back-to-back premierships. Such an achievement in a unified competition in top-flight rugby league still hasn't occurred since the Brisbane Broncos did it in 1992 and 1993. The defeat also means the Storm's star fullback, Billy Slater, ended his 16-year top-level career on a disappointment. Slater agreeing with Cordner that the one-sided first half cost Melbourne victory, but he's told Channel 9 he still feels a lot of gratitude for his career, even though it's ended in less than ideal fashion.
That's footy, eh? That's the way it goes sometimes, and they were better than us in the first half, and they just got out to a big lead, and we just couldn't pull them back in. We tried our best, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And I'm really grateful for the career that I've had. I'm grateful for the friends that I've made and what rugby league's done for me. It's taught me a lot of things: selflessness, respect. And I appreciate everything that everyone's done for me.
The Roosters almost became rugby league champions in both genders. As one of the preludes to the men's game, the inaugural NRL Women's Grand Final was played. The Brisbane Broncos defeated the Roosters in that game, 34 points to 12. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.